The Finnish folk band Salenka starting us off today. They are a trio that draws on Karelian, Slavic and also Balkan folk traditions. Viloy Versa is their second album, and at times they seem to throw absolutely everything in. I am sure I heard a kitchen sink in there somewhere. But for me, it does all come together in that dance tune I just played, Batrineaska and Lelo. The first half of the song sets the scene of what has to be line dancing and synchronized foot stomping, and then the singing begins. It's from a traditional Karelian song. The lyrics are, "Last night I danced with a handsome man with dark hair and a long braid." Well, welcome to Music Planet with me, Lapa Katari. Coming up on the programme today, I'm in conversation with Banning Air, American writer, musician, broadcaster, you name it, he's done it. We're going to be talking about his record label Lion Songs Records. Our classic artist this week is a tribute to the late great upsetter himself, Lee Scratch Perry, who died last Sunday. And, of course, we have new releases in abundance for you, from Tanya Saleh, Omar Sozan Sekou Keita and Ben Elon, to name a few. And up next, here's a kind of new but old release from the legends of Cuba, Buena Vista Social Club. Next month sees a big release from World Circuit to mark the 25th anniversary of Buena Vista Social Club and their self-titled debut album that absolutely catapulted them to fame. And it includes some tracks from the original 1996 sessions that have never been released before. This is one of them, La Pluma, a beautiful trova, which is a style of music made popular by the itinerant musicians who used to travel all over the country, guitar in hand, to make a living. Well, Compay Segundo wrote this trova, his musical love letter, intending to enter it into a song competition organised by a pen manufacturer. And you'll understand why I say that, because the lyrics are, "You are the paper and I am the pen. Soon you will receive a love letter written by me." And although he recorded it with his band, Los Muchachos, it was never released, nor indeed, we think, ever entered into the competition. But here it is now, La Pluma.
No importa la distancia que de ti me separe, cuando dos corazones sienten igual. Con mi fiel compañera, que también sabe hablar, te diré que por nada te dejaré de amar. Como es complemento de este amor, debemos agradecer lo suave que se desliza en bien de nuestro querer. Tú eres el papel y yo la pluma, pronto recibirás de mi mano una carta de amor. No importa la distancia separe, cuando dos corazones sienten igual. Con mi fiel compañera, que también sabe hablar, te diré que por nada te dejaré de amar. Como es complemento de este amor, debemos agradecer lo suave que se desliza en bien de nuestro querer. Tú eres el papel y yo la pluma, pronto recibirás de mi mano una carta de amor.
Drops of Sunrise, a preview track from Suba, meaning Sunrise, due out next month on the Bendigeidfran label, a new album from Sekou Keita, in which he joins forces once more with Cuban pianist Omar Sosa. The album took form last year when Sekou and his kids went to join Omar at his house in Menorca. And it was the beautiful waters of the Med, the warmth of the sun and the joy of a release, albeit temporary, from COVID travel restrictions that fed the calm and peace that infuses this album. Suba, as they say, is a hymn to hope. Well, regardless of pandemics and global economic slowdowns, it does seem a bit bold, or perhaps even reckless or foolish, a thing to do, to launch a new independent world music label. But that is exactly what Banning Air has done, and he's joining us on Music Planet to fight his corner. But before he does, here's a track from Mande Guitar, African Guitar Series Volume 1, the first release from the label Lion Songs. And it's an album of intimate acoustic recordings of Boubacar Badian Diabaté, seen as one of the greatest Mande guitarists of the 21st century.
Thank you.
Boubacar Badian Diabate and a song there called Sakone, one of the tracks on Monday Guitar African Guitar Series Volume 1, the first release on Lion Songs Records, a label that has been started by my guest on the programme today, Banning Air. Banning, delighted to have you on the programme. First of all, where are you and how are you?
I'm in Middletown, Connecticut, and I'm fine. This is the sort of the headquarters of our radio program, Afropop Worldwide, these days. We were fortunate to have moved out of Brooklyn, New York, where we were for 30 years, just before the pandemic. So we were kind of already in the mode of working from home, and, you know, it's been okay.
Banning, so tell me about this new label of yours, Lion Songs. As I said in the introduction, is this a bold or perhaps reckless move of yours?
Probably so. It started from the book that I wrote about Thomas Mapfumo of Zimbabwe called Lion Songs, and we made an album to go with it of his music. And I somehow had in the back of my mind the idea that this could become a label, so I just put Lion Songs Records 001. It was just kind of a label in my head at that point. So this is really the first official release where I'm, you know, doing publicity and thinking that this is going to be the beginning of a real label. But it really captures the essence of what I want this label to do, which is to showcase intimate acoustic music that isn't necessarily getting attention on other platforms.
So Banning, tell me about this new record, Mandé Guitar, African Guitar Series of Volume 1.
Well, it captures an aspect of African guitar music that I think gets overlooked a lot because it's really just a guitar record. You know, Badjan is someone that I met many years ago in Mali, and I always knew he was an exceptional guitarist, but he plays with a lot of electronics and singers and, you know, percussion. And when he asked me on a visit to New York, you know, could you help me make a record? I said, well, I'll do it if you just play guitar, because I just wanted to hear that incredibly intense guitar playing that he does. And you know, really, it was the pandemic that gave me the opportunity to really sort of pull the pieces together to do a proper release. Before that, I was just running around so much, it just never happened.
So this next track you've chosen, it's also Mandé Guitar, but this time it's Jelimari Tunkara,
yeah.
A name that I think many people will have come across because he was obviously in the Super Rail band. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about this piece that we're going to play, Mansa.
Okay. Well, in 1995, I went to live in Mali and study with Jelimari, and I wrote a book about that called In Griot Time. And that was when I met Badjan, way back in 1996 or 5, somewhere in that time I spent in Mali. And I was pretty much an apprentice to Jelimari, and he had this very interesting life where he would play at weddings and ceremonies and just, you know, at home with his acoustic guitar. But he also had this band, this incredible band, that was kind of having a bit of a resurgence at that time because albums like the one we're going to hear now, Mansa, were coming out, and the band was doing some international touring. And, you know, he's just so inspired me. I have to credit Jelimari with, you know, altering the course of my life and my musical life. And it really changed the technique of playing the guitar. We can talk about that in a bit. But yes, Jelimari, a giant.
A very different style of Mande guitar playing there. Jelimade Tunkara, a piece called Mansa from the Super Rail Band. Banning, as I said, a very different style of playing to Boubacar Diabaté. But this is from the same tradition or community?
Yeah, I mean, it is Mande guitar. It's electric. He's playing with a flat pick as opposed to with his fingers. And it also is really taking on the role of a lead guitar because it's a very composed melody that he plays through that piece. But a lot of the kind of ornamentation and just character of what I call the language of the guitar playing is similar. It's got a lot of those sort of racing runs that come from imitating the sound of the kora and the balafone and the ngoni, which are traditional Mande griot instruments, and that's where both Baja and Jelimade are coming from.
What is it about this style of guitar playing that makes it identifiably Mande? I mean, is it possible to illustrate it?
Yeah, I'm going to pick up my guitar here and see if I can show you a little bit. One of the things is, and you can't see this, but in the finger style, which is where it all comes from, I mean, Jelimade transfers it to using a flat pick, but it really comes from the finger style, and you really just use the first finger and you extend it straight out and use the nail almost like a flat pick. It's because your finger is straight out, it has torque and it can really like make a melody pop out. And then there are things, little tricks that get the sound of the kora or the balafone. I'll just give you one example. With the kora, you have two facing arrays of strings, so you can play a note on one side and then immediately play a note a half step above on the other side. And it creates a very distinctive sound. I mean, like if you were to write that down, it might just look like a hammer on, like, you know, going to. But if you do it a certain way where you stretch the fingers out and play it on two different strings, you can get the effect of the kora where you get this sound, which is quite different from. And then there's a lot of hammer-on and pull-off to try to get that flowing character of the Mande traditional instrument. So you can get something like this. So, and all of that is just with two fingers. It's one of the defining characteristics of Mande guitar. And of course, when you listen to Bajan, he's just got all that happening in spades. It's like listening to an orchestra.
The other track that you've picked off Boubacar Bajan Diabaté's to play for us is Miri. You know, when I listen to it, I think it just sounds so kora-esque.
Yes. One interesting thing also I think we hear on this track is that he plays 12-string guitar, which is unusual. I don't really know of any other Mande guitarist who uses a 12-string guitar, but it adds yet another sort of layer of originality to what Bajan does. Thank you.
Boubacar Bajan Diabaté and Miri from Monday Guitar, African Guitar Series, Volume 1, out now on Lion Songs Records. And thanks again to Banning Air for being my guest on the programme today. Still to come, we turn the spotlight on Jamaican composer and producer Lee Scratch Perry, who's died at the age of 85. And as I said earlier, we have many new releases for you. Here are two more. The first is from Tania Saleh. She's been singing and writing songs for over 30 years, and she's seen as one of the founders of the Arabic alternative music scene in Lebanon. 10 AD is her most recent album, out now on KKV. And no, it's not her going seriously back in time, but stands for 10 years after divorce. She's got a gorgeous voice. It's smooth and sultry. The sweetness of her phrasing and the way her voice flits in and around the notes evokes for me the spirits of Fairuz and Khalsum. The album is about women, their right to be in charge of their own lives, bodies, emotions, vanity, the whole gamut. This is A Corner of Your Heart.
إذا في قرني بقلبك فيها شوية دفا أنا بدي أقعد فيها وعليها النفا إذا في قرني بقلبك بتطل على البحر أنا بدي أغرق فيها على آخر العمر شي قرني أحشر حالي فيها لا حس ولا خبر لأنه شي مرقت عن زيزوية نفسهم الشجر ويكون في سما وطيور وجل سهور وطارة نور بيكفيني اسمع دقة قلبك لدوزن هالوتر
Another new release, the international debut album from Israeli drummer Ben Elon, who's found the great nations of Senegal and Mali to be his musical home. Khalam took 7 years to put together and features the late great singer Khaira Arabi and master drummer Dudu Andai Rose. Well, when Elon was touring Europe, he took the opportunity to record Khaira Arabi, who was there too, in his hotel room in Worms in Germany in 2015. And what he says of her and that recording was, her rough, one-of-a-kind voice shook the wall of the historic building in which the hotel was built. Our classic artist this week is one of the great figures of Jamaican music, who died last Sunday at the age of 85, Lee Scratch Perry. He was once nominated by Rolling Stone magazine as one of the 100 greatest artists of all time. He had early success in the UK charts in the 1960s with his band The Upsetters. He was Bob Marley's producer for many years, and he's credited as the inventor of the dub reggae style. He kept on performing and touring as long as he could, and in 2011, Radio 3's World Roots recorded a concert he gave at the Brighton Dome. Here are a couple of moments from that concert, including a moment when Lucy Duran encountered Lee Scratch Perry backstage. And by the end of the interview, Lucy Duran, I think you could say, was a baptised Rastafarian.
If I am a man, Lee Scratch Perry performing here at the Brighton Dome as part of the 2011 Brighton Festival. And I'm backstage with the man himself now. Great pleasure to meet you, Mr. Perry. I have to tell you, listeners, that he is, as we speak, putting a large magnified mirror around his neck on a thick gold chain. And he's got an enormous ring on every finger. And his hair is bright red.
Yeah.
And you look terrific. You look sensational.
Well, I'm the future king of the powerful BBC. The only thing that is missing, well, from the BBC is I. So now ABC, ABBC are together. I am A, alien from outer space. Meet BBC. Again, we always meet BBC, and BBC and me, Lee Scratch Perry, is very great. I don't see any greater team than Lee Scratch Perry and BBC. He's always there before Bob Marley was even here, ain't it?
Now, Mr. Perry, yes, speaking of Bob Marley, I mean, you've played such an important role in Jamaican music for a long time, for what, 40 years?
Yeah.
So what was it like with Bob Marley?
He always sing with his eyes closed, and the first miracle I ever see, he opened his eyes and read his songs and make one cut.
Well, and he did in one cut, in one take?
One take. Then I discovered that this guy have talent, because I always close his eyes singing. And now he opened his eyes and take one cut. Then he have talent, he's a good reader also. And I said, He asked me to help him, and then I really help him, and after then I write Dopey Conqueror for him. And take him into a different level out of this ska music.
So you've been with reggae the whole time since it began. And how's it doing now? Do you think reggae is doing as well as it was doing when it was at its height at the time of Bob Marley?
No, reggae not doing well enough now, because no reggae is... The type of reggae I make is spiritual reggae. So the music they're doing now is not spiritual. So now the spirit is afraid of some of these singers, because they don't have no, they smoke too much cigarette, smoke too much weed, marijuana, eat too much dead meat. So the spirit is hiding.
But your music is full of spirit.
Definitely. And God is a spirit, and God is righteous, and God is holy, and God is clean.
So, Mr. Perry, is this what keeps you going so strong? I mean, I gather you're 75.
Yeah.
You look in fine form. What keeps you going?
The spirit. I'll show you a sample of the spirit.
He's picking up a bottle of water, and now he's pouring some water on his head and looking very happy doing so.
Yes. You spirit?
Yeah, of course.
You like me to baptize you?
Are you going to baptize me?
Yes, no, okay. I'm going to baptize you with
this.
This
is Lee Scratch Perry who's going to baptize me.
In the name of God the Father, God the Son,
water.
God the Holy Spirit. You are baptized.
Well, that's something. That's an experience.
Then you'll be
and now it's on my shoes.
Yeah, you'll
water
be getting so
shoes.
Good lucky that you wonder what happened. It's a miracle.
I'm happy.
I am trying to be a man, but I'm an angel.
Let the people dance on the streets again. Let it be BBC. BBC, no MTV, no MTV, no MTV, no MTV, BBC, 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 BBC and the BBC, and the ABC, on the streets again, the street of London, the street of England. And then they tell you, okay, 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 okay. In the UK, in the UK, in the UK, in the UK. Just okay, okay. Or in the UK, and the BBC, and the BBC, on the streets again. On the streets again.
The late, great Lee Scratch Perry from a concert recorded by Radio 3 in 2011 at the Brighton Dome. He was talking to Lucy Duran for World Roots. Everything about the man was art, his fashion, his music, even his suitcases. Well, Lee Scratch Perry was known for his many comebacks, and we've had one very welcome comeback in the folk world this month. It's the two Johns, Spires and Bowden. Having called it a day as a duo in 2014 and with Bellowhead just a few years ago, they are back working their magic on a new album. It's called Fallow Ground and it's due out on the 24th of this month on Hudson Records. And to accompany the launch, they've got a 23-date UK tour planned, starting at St David's Hall, Cardiff on the 28th, ending at the Manchester Folk Festival on the 21st of October with a full day, yes, a full day, at what they're calling the Spires and Bowden Festival at Cecil Sharp House in London on Saturday the 9th of October. Full details of their tour online. Well, the album is 13 tracks of reworkings and originals. This is the opening song, the duo's first foray into Australian folk song, and it's called Bluey Brink. And all I think I would say is listen closely to the words and definitely don't try this at home.
Flinching 12 gallons of beer. Now Jimmy the barman who served out the drink, how he hated the sight of that there Bluey Brink, for he stayed much too late and he come much too soon. Time at noon. Now one morning when Jimmy was cleaning the bar with sulfuric acid, he kept in a jar. Well, in come the shearer, a bawling with thirst. Say, whatever you got, Jim, just hand me the first. Well, it ain't told in history and it ain't put in print. A bluey drunk acid would never a wink. Shame, that's the stuff, Jimmy. Christ, strike me stone dead. It'll make me the ringer of Stevenson Shed. Out the beer. The barman was trembling with worry and fear. Too nervous to argue, too anxious to fight. Thinking that Shearer might not last the night. But the very next morning when he opened the door, oh, in come the shearer, a-bawling for more, with his eyebrows all singed and his whiskers deranged, and holes in his hide. like a dog with a mange. Oh, and says Jimmy, how'd you like the new stuff? Well, it's all right, says Bluey, but I ain't had enough. And it sets me to coughing, and you know I'm no liar. Every cough that I make sets me whiskers on fire. Something. If you want a little honey, gotta take a little stand, get a little closer to the mill. Oh, lady, there's a little secret in the words that I sing. When it comes to loving, take what you bring, get a little closer to the mill. Get a little closer to the mill. Well, it ain't no crime, it ain't no shame. If the gold is fine, you ought to stake a claim. If you want to be mine, better do the same. Better get a little closer to the mill. Oh, lady, there's a little secret in the words that I say. When it comes to loving, you take what you bring. Get a little closer to the mill.
Don't You Marry No Railroad Man, Plain Talking Advice, and the title of the album from J.P. Harris, out now on Frida Records. Who is J.P. Harris? Well, I can't put it better than this, to quote the sleeve notes. Around Nashville, J.P. Harris is either known as one of the best carpenters, building recording studios or meticulously restoring historic homes, or one of the best no-bullshit old-school country singers. A quasi-mythical bearded figure known for rolling through underground picking circles, fiddler competitions and string band contests. What an interesting fella. To play us out this afternoon, it's the mighty Fanfare Charcolia. 20 years on and still going strong. Their new album, It Wasn't Hard to Love You, is dedicated to and in celebration of all their fans around the world. It's due out next week on Asphalt Tango. Enjoy. See you next week.
the Romanian band Fanfare Ciocărlia, ending Music Planet, which was presented by Lopa Katari and produced by Roger Short. Details of all the music in the programme can be found on BBC Sounds.
Bach's crowning sacred masterpiece, the St. Matthew Passion. A timeless work, uniting powerful drama and sublime music. An outstanding cast of singers, including Yestyn Davis, Roderick Williams, and rising star Stuart Jackson, with the period ensemble Arcangelo. Bach's St. Matthew Passion at the Proms, next Thursday evening at 7, live on Radio 3 and BBC Sounds.
Tonight at the Proms, John Wilson conducts the Sinfonia of London in their official concert debut, having reformed the ensemble in 2018. They're playing Strauss's Die Fledermaus Overture and Korngold's Symphony. That's at 7:30. Now here on Radio 3, it's J to Z, and here's Jamoke Fashola.
Hello and welcome. On the show today, the phenomenal singer Jasmir Horn and brilliant harpist Brandy Younger. But we start with new music from The Cookers, whose new album, Look Out, is released later this month. This is Somalia.